This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay. Why? You know what?
Bruh.
Why is my eye itching right now?
Chill out.
Seriously.
Chill out.
DZ,
chill out.
If my eye is itching and it's just,
nope.
What is the am I the jerk today?
You shut your mouth right now.
No, you shut your mouth. Actually, no, tell me what the... You're the one who wanted to know if you're the jerk in this scenario.
Okay. Well,
and by the way, we got lit up on Facebook yesterday.
We got lit up?
Oh, lit up.
Why? Wait.
Oh, we got lit up about saying that she was the jerk. For going to the baby shower.
And only dropping off.
And not staying. People were very triggered very angry with us about our views we thought. They've got very upset about, they were like, she lost a mother.
Well, now I definitely don't want to go today.
Now I'm scared.
Oh, now I don't want to go today. Never mind. I'm out.
I mean, people were angry. I was like, okay, well, we did it. I'm obviously feel okay.
Okay, our bad. It was
sorry.
We never said we were savants of anything.
Well, they do that. It's the thing where nothing trumps losing your parent, right?
At all.
So they were like, how could you say that, you know, she had to go to the shower when she lost her mother? And I'm like, I understand that.
We get it.
I'm not trying to be insensitive.
We love our moms too,
We upset a lot of people. So
our
now
bad.
I'm scared to say anything. No, I'm not. Let's go. I'm not afraid to say anything. Let's go.
That makes one of us. Now I'm nervous and I'm sweating and I'm
screw
hot.
That. DZ,
all right, well,
let's remember who we are. Let's go.
You know, you're right.
Just being ourselves.
You're right.
We don't always get it right, okay?
Thank you.
We don't always get it right. We just have an opinion like everyone else.
Our cape sometimes falls off and we appear human.
Thank you.
Wild.
We mess up too.
All right.
And we might have gotten it wrong yesterday. Our bad.
And I might be wrong today too.
Well,
we'll see.
Why is my eye itching?
Well, let's get through the story first before we address that, bro.
A lot
dang.
Happening.
All right.
What's your am I the jerk?
I want to know if my wife and I are jerks for going to a wedding knowingly with sick children. And I don't mean just like
you
sick.
Took the sick kids with
no,
you?
No, no, no. We didn't bring the sick kids with us. Thank you for asking. No,
okay.
We went ourselves, but we knew we were going with actively sick children at home. This was this past weekend.
Yep.
We went to our friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Alex and Kevin. They got married. You
Alex
know what I'm saying?
Used to work here.
Gang, yes, you know Alex well.
Yeah.
We host together at the Bucks too. Gang, gang, right?
Isn't her brother an NBA star? Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, you are allowed.
People know Alex Poole.
Yeah, her brother's Jordan.
Because of her brother, Yeah.
Yes.
From
exactly.
Menominee Falls, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And Alex used to work in our building.
Right.
Yeah,
also a Hooper, also in the area from Milwaukee. Yeah. Right. Whatever.
Some people know her. So Alex,
that's the homie.
Alex got married.
We were at her wedding.
Yeah.
And it was already kind of like rough to figure out with daycare, childcare. It was a Friday wedding, mind you. Mm-hmm. So we had work. We had events, we had things to do, getting there late, and then we went, dang, all of a sudden the boys get sick that day.
Yeah.
Right? Danny, our youngest, our 1-year-old, starts spiking a fever.
Oh.
Eye itching, going crazy. We do a doctor consultation.
No.
They're like, oh, he got pink eye.
Dude, you know, one of the guys in the building just got pink eye.
So you over here with your eye itching.
One of the adults in the building just got pink eye, and now you're telling me your son had pink eye. And now, you know what?
Mind you, Danny's one. Sammy's already mad crabby, no fever, but mad crabby, just like you could tell he's not right. Something's wrong.
I feel like your kids have been sick. They just keep cycling.
It's a cycle.
They get better, they get sick again. They get better, they get sick again. Yeah.
And then we get sick, and then get them sick again. It's been a vicious cycle.
And that has been everybody this winter. I feel so bad.
So being day of the wedding.
Yeah.
Being so last second, like, I'm already on my way home to try to get dressed and changed for the wedding, leaving a work event, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going, oh, man, what do we do? Aaron hits me up. He was like, bro, we got to decide now. Do I get dressed and we go to this wedding,
right,
or do we cancel because these kids are sick, right?
Ah.
I looked at her and I was like, it's too late to cancel. I'd feel terrible not going. We gotta go. We already had childcare set up.
Yep.
My mom was coming up to watch the boys with my little sister, so they were already excited to spend time with the grandbabies, right?
Yeah.
We had it ready. We still went to the wedding, and now I'm going, dang, do we just risk getting everybody sick there? Because we were in spiking fevers, just because we didn't have pink eye, doesn't mean we're not contagious or carrying germs or whatever we're bringing from inside our house to them. Now I'm like, oh, bro, should we have just not gone? Are we jerks for going to this wedding knowingly having sick kids
at home?
Fever and pink eye, bro. Like,
You know what? I don't know the answer to this because, I think about what about if my kids are sick, let's say, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If I put myself in your position, I would still come to work sometimes.
Yeah.
And they just stay at home sick, right? And people do that a lot. If your kids are old enough, you know, if they're young, a lot of times you'll stay home with them. But people go to work when they have sick kids at home. What's the difference?
And let me peel back the curtain even more.
Hmm.
We had kind of like clued them into the fact that we might have trouble getting there, right? With our schedules, with everything, we were like, bruh, we're not going to be able to get there until really late. To be honest with you, we missed the ceremony. We missed dinner. We got there for dancing.
Mm.
That's what we pulled up for. We pulled up for the end of the middle end of the reception.
Yeah.
Bruh, so we already felt bad even missing it because it was hard for us to figure out to get there, and we made it happen.
So you want to know if you're the jerk, you and Aaron are the jerks for going to a wedding knowing you have sick kids at home. Courtney in West Bend texted in and said, not the jerk. After COVID, everyone is traumatized about being sick. You're good. Everyone's been sick this winter. It's never ending. I do agree. Everyone has been sick and it just keeps cycling around because we keep leaving the house.
Because we keep going to the weddings when we know we got sick people at home,
right,
bro. Like,
somebody else texted in and said, you're not the only one that went to the wedding with sick people around them. And I don't know if that's someone that went to the wedding. Wedding, or is just saying in general, like, everybody is sick.
Oh, so. You were at the wedding too, dog?
maybe, because I get it. You know, I mean, technically, somebody said, I take it back. The jerk. Oh, geez. You know what? Forget you guys.
Thinking about it on the back end, I'm like, man, I, of course I'd feel horrible anytime I were to spread germs and get somebody sick. On the back end of COVID, we all know how quickly germs are spread.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like we were masked up and we were in close proximity with a few people.
Yeah, for sure. Dancing and hanging out.
I saw friends from college that I hadn't seen that. Aww. I forgot that they knew each other, like inner circle stuff, where I'm like,
that's
oh,
nice.
Snap. Steve, what are you doing here?
That's nice.
My boy, aww, how you been? Oh, dapped him up, hugged him up. Man, if I gave this man pink eye and a fever, I know that's for me. Allie, stop itching your eye.
You know what? If my eye itches one more second, I'm coming for you,
stop
dude.
Stop scratching your eye. Do not put this on me, Ricky Bobby.
No, I'm putting it on you if anything happens here. Jenna texted in and said, not the jerk. If you didn't go, think of how the bride and groom would have been upset. Meals are expensive and you were accounted for. Well, you got there after the meal.
And they knew we weren't going to get there on time.
Okay.
So we were accounted for already as the, like, pulling up late squad.
Well, and you went through so much, you got a sitter. Okay, 414-533-1037. I'm going to let the listeners.
You're not going to answer?
Hell no.
Man, forget you. Stop itching your eye.
Jerk.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Now I'm coughing?
Oh, hey, No. That's on you.
Now my eye itches and now I'm coughing, DZ?
All right, chill out.
Come on. Hey, by the way, Jen from Lake Geneva texted in. She said she's missing DZ's Barry White voice.
Ah, sorry.
I'm not. I need my on-air partner back. I'm glad you got your voice back.
Same.
Okay, so today's Am I the Jerk is our DZ and Aaron the Jerks because they went to a wedding on Friday and they knew they had sick kids at home. They were not sick, but their kids were.
It happened so late, bruh.
Yeah. Listen, Shauna and Racine said, I feel as long as your mom was good with taking care of them, you're good.
Yeah, but okay. We also then put everybody at the wedding at risk.
Mm-hmm.
We could have just as easily said, you know what? You can still hang out if you want to be here. Mm-hmm. Now, me and the wife here are going to go quick grab dinner and be right back.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't. We went to the wedding.
Well, Katie said, I have 5 kids. If I stayed home when they were sick, I'd literally never be able to leave. Okay, no, real talk. Let's go to Jamila in Johnson Creek this morning. Hi, Jamila.
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are the sales at the outlets today?
Should we pull up?
Just kidding. Don't answer that. Okay, is DZ and Aaron the jerk for going to the...
No, not at all.
Oh. Ooh, no. Quick to it. Yeah.
Go on.
All right, explain.
No, because, I mean, eventually, I don't know if this couple that got married has kids or not, but if they do, and or when they do, they're going to understand. Kids are sick. They're sick all the time.
All the time.
What are you supposed to do? Stay home and not go out ever? Like, I mean, come on. I got to live life, too.
Mom and Dad need a little night out. Yeah.
For real. Like, I need to get down.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong. You know,
did the bride and groom know you had sick kids at home?
So one of our friends that was there, you know our guy Promise.
Yeah.
Our homie was there ahead of us.
Yeah.
And him and I had been texting back and forth.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, these kids are sick now, man. Like, I don't know if we're going to be able to make it. But I hadn't told the bride and groom.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, the homie held me down and was like, hey, just in case they don't make it, I think he said the boys are sick, right?
Right.
So mm-hmm. when we got there, the bride and groom were like, hey, what
they were
up?
Happy to see you. Aw, that's good.
Heard y'all might have not been able to make it, man. We was asking about you earlier.
So they weren't fazed.
No, not really. But
their eyes aren't itching yet either, though. So
they also haven't said thanks for coming to the wedding yet. You know what I mean? So maybe they're out here sick because of us.
They're on their honeymoon in hell.
We're pink eye.
Oh,
bro, what? Could you imagine Hawaii with pink eye?
Oh, no. The whole wedding. Okay. All right. So Jamila says, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. I appreciate you, Jamila.
Wepa. Thank you, Jamila.
Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right, let's go to Amber in Hartford and see what she thinks. Hi, Amber. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right, is DZ and Aaron the jerks for going to the wedding with sick kids?
So I did say jerk. Obviously, hear me out, though.
No, yeah.
Oh, so you're saying jerk.
You're saying,
well,
say,
all received.
Say
all received.
It with your chest.
For real, bro.
Tell us what you think.
The only reason I say jerk is because, number one, you were already missing a large portion of it. So you were coming at the tail end fine. So, sure. Really?
What's the point?
They're not in the bridal party. Like, if you were in the bridal party, I'd be like, I have to be there. I'm expected.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But, and then you're also like, is my mom and sister okay potentially getting sick now? Because, you know, you could have spared them and been like, you don't need to come. We're not going. So that's why I say it's a jerk. But
Grandma didn't care. Didn't you hear that? Grandma wanted to come see
him. Don't care. That's the thing.
She works with the elderly. So we really tried to let them know. And we gave them the option to bail. We gave them the option to bail.
Mm-hmm.
And had they bailed, we would have had to bail from the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Our child care would have dropped.
Right.
So we gave them the option. And my mom still said,
I'm coming. I'll be fine by Monday.
Yeah, right. I've had pink eye before. I don't care.
I'm good. I'll just call into work.
And sure enough, she got there and started mwah, 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 right on the babies.
Of course, Grandma did.
Man.
Oh, man.
But Amber's saying jerk just because of all the
involvement. I'm saying jerky, but, you know, sometimes you got to be a jerk.
I actually receive what she's saying, though. She's saying, what was the point if you were showing up so late anyway?
We missed 2/3 of the wedding.
Yeah. She's like, what's the point at that point to go? And,
what if you did go just for that little bit of time and you straight up gave everybody Rona?
Right,
bro. I don't know, but it was like a bomb went off. You'd be like, oh.
Oh.
Sorry. Sorry, right. I did all that in 10 minutes?
Really, though. Man, I was only here for an hour and a half. Whoops.
DZ and Aaron, they leave a mark everywhere they go in 10 minutes or less. I mean,
what? Well, we make an impression regardless.
Yeah. It'll be a wedding to remember, right?
Oh, Amber.
Jeez. Hawaii will be. All right. Thanks, Amber.
Hawaii with pink eye. Bye, Amber.
Bye. All right. So split down the middle, then. Are you guys the jerks for attending this wedding with sick kids at home? Let's go to Danielle in Butler. She's off suspension, but we're not going to talk about that. Hi, Danielle.
Morning.
How are you, guys?
Well,
I'm split right now.
My eye's itching, so how do you think I'm doing?
Chills.
I think you should go to the doctor about that, maybe. But I do not think DZ's a jerk.
Oh, my dog.
Go on.
Parents bring their kids to daycare all the time sick. And we would have to send
them
home.
Does it make it right?
No, it does not make it right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But people do jerk-like things based around their kids quite often, and that's okay.
That's okay.
Well, Michael in Franklin does not agree. He said, sorry, DZ, nothing like being sick on your honeymoon because the guest was contagious and didn't communicate it. Well, we don't know if you were contagious.
The kids were. We don't know if we were.
I mean, aren't you on antibiotics anyway?
That's a very good point.
You're on antibiotics right now, aren't you, from being sick last week?
And I had been on antibiotics already at that point, so I wouldn't have been contagious. It wouldn't have only been Aaron.
I rest my case.
Well, now this is just, is Aaron the jerk for going to the wedding and almost getting there? Everybody's sick. Ooh.
No, she's a teacher. She's got an immune system like none other.
Danielle's still saying, nope, not the jerk.
Honestly, not she probably jerk. Does.
She really does, though. Flex, let's go, Danielle. Yeah, appreciate you.
All right, so not
Happy
the jerk.
Wednesday, guys. Love you.
Have a great day.
Bye. Not the jerk, Nicole from Sheboygan says, as long as the sitter was fine taking care of the kids with them being sick. And then Steve in Twin Lakes texted in and said, I say not the jerk. Everyone should be popping that airborne this time of year. Oh, like the airborne
medicine, yeah.
The over-the-counter stuff. Yep. Well, you know, it has been an insane winter, though. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't stop. Circle back. And it's like the same people. Do you know what I mean?
And we went because we figured, honestly, we're feeling okay enough.
Mm-hmm.
And the odds that we're not the only people that might be carrying some type
that's
of contagious
thing.
Something.
That's the thing. Like, that's what blows me away with that anybody could be carrying anything and you don't know. And I learned this when they tested Owen for strep. This was years ago. I've told this story on the air before because he has psoriasis, which is like an mm-hmm. autoimmune skin disease. Mm-hmm. And he had an outbreak when he was like 7 or 8. And he was healthy.
Asymptomatic.
Yeah. And so the dermatologist at Children's said, you know what? There's strep going around. Let me test him. I want to see if he's a carrier.
Maybe.
And turns out,
lit up like a Christmas tree.
Owen was a carrier, did not have strep, but was a carrier, and that's why his psoriasis was breaking out because
up.
His autoimmune system was weak, but he didn't actually, like, he was carrying it but didn't have it. Does that make sense?
It does make sense,
bro. So when people go, they don't believe in the carrier thing, it's a thing.
It's a real thing.
You can carry it and not actually have it. Be giving it to, you know, other people. So then we had to put him on antibiotics. It was fascinating.
Whoa.
I was like, my head, like, exploded when I realized. I just saw it from a different perspective, you know?
Well,
he was carrying it, for sure.
I guess now I'm wondering how online's going to take it and if I'm going to get lit up online.
Well, now...
we'll see, bro.
It'd just be just another day on the show, then, if we get lit up again, because we got lit up yesterday.
Allie and Dee.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Easy, getting lit up daily.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.